talking the last hour about...
I liked
the pause.
What
dramatic
the hell were
pause.
We talking about?
Sleep deprivation and ways to stay awake and everything, you know, because of the late Friday night that I had. And right now, I caught up pretty decently on sleep last night. I fell asleep at about 7 o'clock and slept for the most part, no, except to get up and, you know, from the couch where I'd fallen asleep and moved to the bedroom. Pretty much slept straight through until about 4:30 this morning. And I find that if I, you know, deprive myself of sleep for a while and then I get a bunch at once, it makes me seem like I'm even tireder than I was before. More tired. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So it's like trying to get going again, you know? It's like, I don't need anything to keep me up because I'm not going to just fall asleep, but I need something to get me going. You know, so maybe I need to go into labor or pull a nose hair or snort a bullet. The one guy said he would do an Iraq to stay awake. Man.
Do a line of bullet powder, whatever the hell.
Isn't that messed up?
I've had a lot of bad ideas in my time.
Yeah.
Like ripping apart box springs for fire this weekend.
That's true.
You used it as the something to burn?
Yeah.
Was it a bonfire or what?
Well, there wasn't much bon about it, but it was a little fire.
It didn't turn out very well?
Well, it burned, you know. Then we ended up burning cardboard, but, you know. Anyway.
That didn't turn out.
Snorting gunpowder.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I've tried a lot of stuff, you know, but... Hey. Well, I guess I see my intelligence now.
Well, have you ever been in the rack, though, and needed to stay awake?
Well, I'd rather rip hair off my sack than snort gunpowder.
Yeah, I'd probably be there with you on that one, man.
I mean,
really?
Wow.
That's kind of gay.
Well, not helping him out.
Oh, okay.
As far as pulling it, but that's probably what my move would be, too.
What if he smoked a cigarette right after that? That could turn out to be a bad deal.
Yep. If you've seen Yosemite Sam, you know gunpowder and tobacco products, not a good combination.
Actually, I might pay to see what would happen with that.
Well, let me
get that guy back on the phone. I'll talk to him.
Okay, if I can track him down, we'll see if we can work out some kind of deal where he snorts some gunpowder and then what, smokes a cigarette? Is that what you want?
Sure. Okay. Cigar, whatever.